He's the man holding the only SAFE designation in the United States. The self-appointed financial expert, Gary Spicuzza, on 1250 Wins WHNZ. Now, back to the Financial Power Hour.
Yeah, I like that music. So that music sounds good. It has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? Gary Spicuzza, SAFE. Kind of reminds me when I used to umpire Little League Baseball. SAFE. Gary Spicuzza, SAFE. I like that. Yeah. Hey, that's just as good as any of the rest of the alphabet soup that's out there. We can do a whole show on so-called financial advisors in alphabet soup. But let me just tell you who they are. Okay, these financial advisors, let me tell you who they are. They're life insurance agents, each and every one of them. That's right. Every one of them. Each and every one of them. Go to My Florida CFO, My Florida CFO, where it says check out your agent. Put in your guy's name or your gal's name there. See if they don't come up as a life insurance agent, regardless of the alphabet soup that they have after their name. Of course, that's not what I'm here to talk about today. But I kind of like that. You know, if you all want to get a hold of me, you want to set up an appointment or whatever, that's fine. We offer free consultation at the Trust Group. That is my agency. We tell you, leave your checkbook at home. That way you can't buy anything. Leave it at home. And we'll go over some of these things. And if you would like us to send you out one of our, you know, our free booklets that briefly explains the probate court system and, you know, the benefits of having a trust, just you could email me at cic7@juno.com. That's cic7@juno.com. Or, hey, hit the net, trustgroup.info. Now, if you go on the net, you go to trustgroup.info, register on the doggone message board there. You know, I've got all kinds of rants on there. I mean, I've gone off about everything because I've got an opinion about everything, including the word opine. But you might learn quite a bit of information there. And then if you heard something today and you say, hey, Gary, I don't know that what you said was what I thought or the way I understood it. And so what about this? Just, hey, you register. You can be an anonymous poster and ask a question and I'll answer back. But I don't post anonymously. I never post anonymously for any of my friends that are out on the internet there. I don't post anonymously. I post as Gary Spicuzza. The reason for that is because I own my words. I don't have any words to hide. I own my words. So go out there to the website, trustgroup.info, and all my contact information is there. Yeah, you know, the email address is there. The office phone number is there. And if you want to set up an appointment, we'll go over all of your stuff with you. We'll show you exactly how some of this stuff works. And then you can make an informed decision from there. I got to get another drink of water here. I love when clients tell me about how their attorney told me, oh, we don't have to do anything. My attorney said our will, it's all fine. We don't do anything. Yeah, it's all fine, all right. Right until the second spouse dies. That's when all the money comes up. That's when all the problems come in. So these are things that have to be understood about estate planning. And I know we beat this thing to death. It seems like we beat the trust to death. It seems like it's all we're talking about. The trust. Well, excuse me. Inhaled contaminants. Must be the dust. There is more to having a complete set of estate plans than just the trust. In fact, we tell clients with us, it's either done correctly or it's not done at all. And I'm not trying to be cocky or anything. I'm just saying that's the way it is. It's either done correctly or it's not done at all. And what I mean by correctly is there are five documents that a person needs to have a complete set of estate plans. There's the trust. There's the pour-over will. There's the durable power of attorney. There's the healthcare surrogate, and there's the living will. We only deal with attorneys that provide all five documents as a package, all five documents. it doesn't do you much good to have one without the other, because you don't know what kind of a circumstance you're going to find yourself in. The excuse me, the trust is not a living will. The living will is not a healthcare surrogate. The healthcare surrogate is not a durable power of attorney. So it's important that you have all five documents and they're all correct. Let me get another drink of water. Oh, sometimes you just can't keep the pipes lubricated. So let me mention this again. To have a complete set of estate plans is just not one document. It's the trust, the pour-over will. The reason why the attorneys include the pour-over will, what's meant by pour-over will, in fact, it's a misnomer. You're never going to see a document that says pour-over last will and testament. It doesn't say that. It says last will and testament. What they mean by pour-over is that the trust is the beneficiary under that will. The reason why they do that is just in case you either intentionally or unintentionally leave something outside of the trust. The will gives it to the trust, but guess what? Has to go through probate court. Excuse me one more time. I got to get some water in. Okay, I'm back. Dead air. That's bad in radio. You don't ever want to have any dead air. I'd say, talking about dead air, how about dead weight? You know, if I was elected president, I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. If I was elected president, the first thing I would have done was laid off 20% of the federal government. Who needs them? But I digress. So, sticking with your estate plans, either you make these plans, okay, or someone else is going to make them for you. And I can tell you, from being in the business for 24 years, there's a thing out there, and I'll call it apathetic ignorance. Kind of a couple of big words there, just apathetic ignorance. They don't know and they don't care. They don't care. I don't know how many guys I've talked to, hey, when I'm dead, what do I care? I'm dead. Who cares? And I kind of agree with that. I got that. Yeah, you're dead. You don't care. So what difference does it make? Fine. And you know what? The probate practice attorneys, they love that attitude. You're right. Who cares? Don't worry about it. We'll clean it up on the back end there. Okay? You're gone. We'll take our 3%. Or maybe, you know what some attorneys do? I'm not going to name names. I'd be in trouble. Some attorneys will go ahead and name themselves as your personal representative, and then they're going to be the attorney of record also. So now they'll double dip. They'll take 3 and 3. They'll take 6%. Did you know that? So I hope you've enjoyed this hour of the Financial Power Hour. We got I got so much stuff in front of me, I would never, ever get through it all. Now, next week's show, we're going to talk about annuities. We're going to talk about all kinds of annuities, and we're going to talk about how a trust coupled with an annuity, fixed annuity, fixed, how a trust coupled with a fixed annuity, that there is not a better way to transfer your assets upon death. I didn't say it was the only way. I said there's not a better way. There are reasons why a trust coupled with a fixed annuity is a superior way to transfer assets upon death. Some of it has to do with name beneficiary designations. Some of it has to do with being able to generate a lifetime income stream. Most people are interested in that. But next week's show, we are going to pretty much exclusively talk about annuities, fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, and of course, the infamous bloated pig with lipstick, a variable annuity. Yeah, if your annuity says variable in front of it, I got another attorney you might want to talk to. We'll just call him Murray. Great last name, though. Because if you've lost value in that variable annuity because of the broker-dealer and their registered representative, that I've got some alphabet soup for these guys. I call them CCCs. That stands for Certified Clueless Clown. because you got to be a certified clueless clown to put a 70, 75, 80-year-old person into a variable annuity and have them lose value. It is absurd. Hey, catch me on the web at trustgroup.info. And I've enjoyed the hour. I hope you learned a little bit here. And if you need to get a hold of me personally, you dial 727-945-8599. That is my private line. Nobody answers that but me. 727-945-8599. Type in trustgroup.info. It takes us right to our website. Read all five pages. If you read all five pages, you will get a good basic understanding of where I'm coming from, as opposed from a will, a trust, annuities, fixed annuities now, and how that all works. I'm Gary Spicuzza, safe. Copyright 1956, no right.